Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it can be recycled. I mean, the virgin styrofoam can be recycled. There are a couple couple organizations in the community that do recycle your packaging from your refrigerators, your microwaves, and things like the packaging stuff. But cities like Los Angeles and New York City have both determined that not only can the product not be economically or ecologically recycled in a proper manner. Los Angeles actually did it for a number of years and found that they have absolutely no markets for it. The person that was in the room had said that there were people looking to buy her stuff. Los Angeles found that they couldn't give it away if they tried. In New York City looked at that, and that's why the New York City ban went into effect as of January 1st of this year.
What would you like to see Buffalo do? Do you want to see a full ban on it or some kind of partial ban?
I would like to see the city do a full ban. This was considered in the 90s. They decided when the county wouldn't join along. I think that there's momentum in the community for that. Mark Poloncarz is very environmentally Mark Poloncarz has a an environmental record that lends himself to
Mark Poloncarz, the county. What would you like the city of Buffalo to do?
Right. I'm just saying that if the city is worried about being the one and only island in the area, I think the county will jump on this as soon as the city does take a full stand on the styrofoam ban. So, I would encourage the city to, ban the use of styrofoam packaging for your food containers because it has your health risks as well as the fact that it's basically a transfer of cost from the manufacturers to the city for the waste handling.
What's a good alternative for restaurants to put leftover, take out food in or take out whatever you don't finish? What would you suggest restaurants do then?
I mean, there are alternatives for the takeout containers. McDonald's did this a couple years ago. They used clamshell containers. They used styrofoam cups for a number of years. And now they are back to paper. They are back to a corrugated packaging for their food service. I mean, if you really think about it, back in the days, Chinese takeout containers, they're still around. So there are alternatives, plus new alternatives that restaurants are using that are. Fibrous material that are compostable, you take out the packaging and go back to wax or paper wrappings that take out the styrofoam portion of the containers.
John, historically, have you ever seen people who have been against a ban and that project that lobbying effort actually work?
Honestly, when it comes to a ban. People in general are generally in favor of the environmental stuff, and the issue then is to make to address the issues of the industry representatives who have legitimate concerns for their customers, but at the same time. The alternatives are there that allow restaurants make the change. The county did a program recently. They're demanding less waste, which had restaurant people that came to this. It was a well attended event. Where they had people from their restaurant organizations that already had made the switch to recyclable containers, reusable programs for, you know, for takeout cups and that, as well as, you know, reducing their food waste. So they were able to see not only, you know, success stories in their industry, but they also had people from the packaging industry that, you know, showed the alternatives.
Could stricter enforcement of things such as like littering be a less costly alternative for restaurants than an outright ban, or something such as a stricter enforcement and some sort of cap on usage?
I mean, in terms of littering is not the hugest problem. The problem is the landfill problem. I mean, you're ending up filling out of every 10 trucks, three of them, you know, on by volume are styrofoam. Once it gets to the landfill, it stays there forever. It's, you know, they say it's a 500-year breakdown period for styrofoam, which is a lot longer than I plan on living. But the problem with the breakdown is that the thing that does break it down, UV radiation, which comes from sunlight, is not available once you've buried it into a landfill. So it's there forever. So,
John, last question from me. I believe you brought up a graphic earlier today saying that it's been introduced before in the state legislature. I think 5 times was the amount, but
yes,
it never passed. Any idea why? Just, you know, the history of it.
Yeah, it gets to the committee and usually sits there in both houses. So it's not a, you know, Democrat versus Republican kind of an issue. It's just that there's enough organized opposition, you know, from the industry. The New York City also had that issue, but, you know, since it was, you know, basically Democratic run, it got through. They ended up with two and a half years of legal proceedings, that, you know, between industry people who wanted to try, you know, do a trial period to recycle the styrofoam, which the city found that it would not work, even if it was subsidized. And then, you know, outright legal proceedings that you know, held it up. But Mayor de Blasio decided, once the beginning of 2019 was in place, you know, it affects all 5 boroughs with you know, limited exemptions.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.